Immigration is and always has been such a complex issue, you may not even realize how much it touches your everyday life. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about longing, belonging, and finding a place to really call home. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Among the many fine aspects of Adam Hazlett's third novel, Mothers and Sons, is its detailed portrayal of the workplace of its protagonist, Peter Fisher, an immigration lawyer in New York City. One of the early chapters depicts Peter at the weekly staff meeting where the lawyers go over their cases. A colleague explains that she'll be out of town, so needs someone to cover a young Albanian guy with a sexual orientation claim. Peter does not immediately pipe up, prompting Monica to comment, "You're the gay one, but you leave all the gays to me and Phoebe." Peter will end up taking the case of 21-year-old Vaso Marcu, but something his boss says in this meeting will have a long echo. "Some clients get under your skin," she says, "and if that reaction goes unexamined, it can lead to trouble." Two-time Pulitzer finalist Hazlett's storytelling skill is on magnificent display as Peter gets involved with Vassal's case, then gradually begins to fulfill his boss's prediction. First, he fails to take notes at a meeting. More than once, he misplaces his keys. Soon, he is making errors that may affect his client's legal outcomes. Something he has long buried is coming to the surface, and it underlies his estrangement from his mother, Anne, too. The book alternates between Peter's story and that of his mom, an Episcopal minister who left Peter's father for a woman shortly before his death, then stepped down from her ministry to co-found an intentional community for women in rural Vermont. As much as both mother and son understand about the power of stories to harm and heal, they've failed to reckon with their own story and the guilt and shame each has been carrying for decades. The momentum of the novel builds as long-held misunderstandings and resentments come to the surface, illuminating the meaning of what it is to be a mother and a son, and culminating with a great sense of a weight lifted, of lightness and air. A different angle on immigration is offered by Homeseeking by Carissa Chen. When elderly Chinese immigrants who now call themselves Sue and Howard run into each other in the produce aisle of a Los Angeles grocery store in 2008, it's clear that what a Shanghai psychic told them as teenagers in 1945 was true. Their destinies are entwined for life. Chen's ambitious debut moves between their perspectives to track their stories over nearly 60 years of war, dislocation, love, and loss, unfolding in Taiwan, Hong Kong, Los Angeles, and New York. At the heart of this complex story is, as the title suggests, seeking home. Quote, "Suu Kyi knew that home wasn't a place. It wasn't moments that could be pinned down. It was people, people who shared the same ghosts as you, of folks long gone, places long disappeared, people who knew you, saw you, loved you. When those people were far flung, your home was too. And when those people were gone, home lived on inside you." As Alyssa Burling wrote in the San Francisco Chronicle, like any tried and true epic, think Pachinko or Joy Luck Club, the reason Homeseeking is so successful is because of Chen's talent for seamlessly blending her characters' personal stories with far-reaching historical events to explore love, loss, sacrifice, regret, hope, and renewal.
The books are Mothers and Sons by Adam Hazlett and Homeseeking by Carissa Chen. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.